You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Fit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Fit Radio here on EPN, your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. From broken to global entrepreneur in less than 5 years, simplicity expert Bronwyn Shortino shows the world that the only way to live life is by breaking the rules in every single one of them. And Bronwyn, thanks for joining us once again here on EPN. Great to have you back.
Hi, Eric. Great to be here. Can't wait to see where our chat takes us.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it as well to see where we head with this conversation. So tell us, as you know, health and well-being has been a billion-dollar industry for decades now, but the statistics show that the health of individuals all over the world is in serious decline, especially now, and with an unlimited supply of health information literally at our fingertips. How is this even possible? Let's start there today.
Yeah, well, I think the health and wellness industry has grown with the advent of technology, and that allows us to be connected 24/7. And it also means that we have literally got millions and millions of different options available that we can find and search and tap into with no issues whatsoever. But with that comes an influx of information. And that means we've got the ability to access that information from people all over the world. But it doesn't necessarily mean we're getting the information we need as individuals to create the health and well-being that we need. For a while now, we've seen millions of programs coming onto the market that tell us what's wrong with us and, of course, how we can fix our problems. But what it's provided is a generic solution that almost always doesn't work for us. So that leaves us chasing our tails. Our stress is out of control and our health is declining because we're always following what someone else tells us is right for us. And, that situation can't change until each of us acknowledges that we're a unique, extraordinary individual and that, you know, we need to work out what it is that we need for our solution to turn our health in a different direction.
Certainly do appreciate your thoughts in that regard as we kick things off here today. Now, what is it about health and wellness that makes people roll their eyes, so to speak, and keep doing all the things they've always done despite knowing that they are unwell and that they need to make some changes?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's fair to say that almost everyone knows that, you know, they're unwell and that they do need to make some changes, but somehow that just feels like it's completely overwhelming. You know, I think if you look, you mentioned it, just at the start of this segment, you know, with COVID in particular, you know, stress and burnout and exhaustion are at significant levels now. And I think that, you know, we're seeing that for a long time we've been told that stress is normal and that without stress you can't be successful. You know, life moves so quickly now. We're left out of breath, running around, taking on too much. And we're always left feeling like we're either not getting things done or they're done to a much lower standard than we would like to because we're just completely overloaded and we're just running around way too busy. So our health gets pushed to the side and we allocate it in that, you know, I'll do that later box. But, you know, let's be honest, later never comes, does it? So before we know it, our health and well-being has declined to such an extent that it seems like it's just way too hard, way too overwhelming to deal with it. And when you're busy, overextended and exhausted, and then you're asked to try and fix something that seems overwhelming, your immediate defense mechanism is to just push it to the side, minimize it, and just keep forcing yourself to keep going. And health and well-being has found itself in that dusty little corner in the too hard basket. And it's not until a serious life trauma occurs that people start to realize that there really are simple things that you can do to turn it around.
Yes, starting somewhere and keeping it simple is so important. Now, so many of us, you know, we have good intentions to make changes and look after our own health differently at the beginning of every year, but it seems to get waylaid so quickly. Why is this, and what gets in the way of us being able to put our health first?
Yeah, well, if you take a look at a year like last year, A lot of people were grimly holding on with their fingernails, desperately wishing that the 1st of January would come around so they could start a new year and have everything be different. There's something about a new year that fools people into thinking that because there's a different number in the year, that they can make wholesale changes and everything will be wonderful in their lives. We just have this way of life that just says the 1st of January comes around and everything will be different. But one of the biggest mistakes that people make is that they put in place goals or resolutions that don't match what's important to them or what they really need. And it's a carryover from being told by everyone else what your problem is and what the solution to your issues therefore are. And because what you're putting in place for you isn't important to you and it's not what you really need, the goal you've set doesn't seem to keep you engaged for very long, and within a few weeks your appetite for achieving the goal falls away and you literally forget about it because it's just not important to you. And health and well-being goals that are set at the beginning of a year often fall foul of this because the goals that are set aren't really what the person wants and or needs. So there's a reason that February is known as the month that New Year resolutions go to die, and it's usually by then that most New Year's resolutions have dropped off as people go about their busy lives, and then they forget about the things they thought they needed. So instead, if we, you know, spent some time to, you know, during the year, instead of just relying on the 1st of January to solve all our problems, we can actually just put in place simple little steps that make things so much easier, and we can just progress and turn our health in a different way all of the time instead of just focusing on that one date, you know, to change everything.
So true, and some fantastic information. Really appreciate your joining us to bring focus to our health today. We're speaking with simplicity expert Bronwyn Shortino. Once again, here on Enterprise Fit Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Bronwyn, taking a serious look at our own health seems to only come about when we're faced with a traumatic event or have a serious health scare. Why is it that these are the big trigger points, and how can we make the changes without this having to happen?
Yeah, well, I learned about the true impacts of stress and exhaustion the hard way. And I learned through experiencing a traumatic life event and the complete breakdown as a result. So I am literally one of those statistics waited for that traumatic event. I spent 3 years piecing my life back together, because the shock that I received through my traumatic event was so significant that it completely wiped my life. And in the time I spent recovering, I discovered a lot about stress that has either been ignored and or hidden from us. And almost all of the major diseases that are on the incline globally have a direct link to ongoing stress. So things like type 2 diabetes, cardiac events, stroke, autoimmune diseases and diseases like that, they can all be linked to stress and the impact that it has within your physiological and psychological systems. But what we've been taught about stress is that being stressed is normal. So we ignore it and we force ourselves to push through. And until very recently, it's been a taboo subject that was only talked about in hushed whispers underground. It was never talked about openly in the light of day. And this created an environment where people believed that without experiencing a traumatic event, they weren't allowed to make any changes in their lives. They had to live the life that they'd been told was right for them. And it's almost like they were waiting for the traumatic event for others to give them permission to do things differently. And what I learned through piecing myself back together is that the traumatic event simply creates a situation where it takes you way longer to put yourself back together. You know, I went from being an award-winning executive to on the floor, unable to cope in everyday life and unable to stop crying, and that happened in less than 60 seconds. My life was completely thrown out the window and I spent years recovering. And one of the greatest things that I discovered through that recovery process is that the reality is that if you take simple, small steps now, you can completely change the direction your life is heading. You don't have to throw your whole life out and start again. All it takes is one small, simple step, and you can significantly impact your health and well-being, and you can do it now.
And of course, that is certainly a wake-up call, especially the way you described it all from your point of view as you suffered some serious health issues, and really appreciate your sharing that from a personal standpoint as well. Now, there's been a significant rise in the occurrence of diseases and conditions such as type 2 diabetes, autoimmune disease, heart attacks, and strokes in the last decade, and it's happening to people at a much younger age now. Is there a link to the modern way of living, and what can we do to make sure we're not affected by these things?
Yeah, well, there is a direct link between these diseases and stress. And it's so important that we start to understand what happens on a physiological and psychological level within us when we allow ourselves to be constantly stressed. When we do have that stress and the chronic stress that we experience every single day, we're actually causing our whole body to carry a toxic load. Because when the system is stressed, our body becomes overworked with trying to cope with that stress, and it can't carry out the normal everyday activities that it was built to conduct. And with the advances in technology, stress comes from so many more places now, and the stress load is so much higher. You know, we are affected from such younger ages than we ever were before. And so we're seeing an increase in younger and younger people experiencing these diseases. There are a number of highly effective but highly underrated things you can do to start to reduce the stress that you're carrying. The first of these is introduce deep abdominal breathing into your day. It doesn't take long, and the best thing about it is that you can do it, what you know, in so many easy ways and places throughout your day. So you could do it while you're standing up going to get a coffee or a drink of water. You could do it standing waiting for the train. You can do it sitting at the lights in your car. You can do it first thing when you wake up in the morning before you get out of bed. You can do it last thing before you go to sleep at night. There are so many different places during the day, and all it takes is just breathing really deeply so that your abdominal expands and you make sure that your out-breath is longer than your in-breath, because that tells your system that you are safe and that you can actually move into the parasympathetic nervous system, which tells your body it's okay to relax and switches off the stress response. Another thing that you can do is get outside and stand near a tree or in green grassy areas. We have a really symbiotic relationship with nature. It needs us and we need it. If you think about a tree creates oxygen. We need oxygen. We create carbon dioxide. Trees need carbon dioxide. You know, we really need each other. And the more oxygen we can get in our system, the more the blood flows and carries that oxygen throughout our body. That is also another really strong signal to our system that it's okay for us to relax, and we can switch off that stress response. And if you can find a way to combine the abdominal breathing and getting outside for up to 15 minutes, then the stats show that you can decrease your stress by up to 20% during the day. So you can see how there's really simple, they're not expensive, don't take a lot of time, and you know, you do these things, cut your stress by up to 20%, and it actually significantly decreases the load that you're carrying every day.
Yeah, certainly some good ideas mentioned right there. Thanks for that. Now, as we conclude, what's the easiest way for people to start looking at where their health is, and without it completely overwhelming them?
Yeah, so this is really, really important to understand. If you put a compass on your hand, for example, and you were walking directly north, and you decided that you were going to actually just walk 1 degree off north, you would end up in a significantly different place, but you've only got 1 degree difference in what you're doing. And, you know, applying that same analogy to life, all we have to do is take one step in a different direction, and we've significantly changed the direction of our life and where we're going to end up. So start to introduce the simple steps I mentioned just now. And after that, the number one thing you can do is to start to identify where your stress is coming from. We are all unique, extraordinary individuals, and we deserve and need a unique and extraordinary solution to move our health and well-being in a different way. It's so much more than just work that causes our stress now, and it's incredibly important to identify what your stress profile is and then create the simple steps you can take to move your life in a different way. And if you want some help doing this, grab one of my books, and also You know, there's a free email series that I have that is full of ways that can help you to beat stress forever.
Awesome information, awesome focus here today. Without our health, we are nothing. And I'm telling you, this is a good focus and good information shared, and can't thank you enough. I'm sure listeners want to connect with you and get more information. As a simplicity expert, tell us, where can folks be in touch and get more information?
Yeah, so it's my website, which is www.sheiklife, sheiklife.com. And you can also find me on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Sounds good, Bronwyn, and certainly great to have you back, and look forward to our next conversation in the coming future. Thanks so much for joining us once again.
Thanks, Eric.
Again, we've been speaking with global entrepreneur and simplicity expert Bronwyn Shortino, who is showing the world that the only way to live life is by breaking the rules in every single one of them. And for further details, simply visit chiclife.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.